He's got to learn.
The March 16th meeting of Ways and Means. Do we have a quorum? Yes, we do. Okay. We were going to postpone the resolution 95 until after the public hearing. So can I get a motion to discuss?
I'll move it for discussion.
Motion, Runk. Second. Legislator Bartels. Discussion. Legislator Runk.
Thanks. I just want to put it on record. I'm going to be very brief. I was brief last night as well. I respect the point of view of the sponsors of this resolution, but this feels like one of those things that we do to either look or feel like we're doing something when in actuality we're not actually doing anything. With respect to Legislator Archer, I understand that she thinks that this is a step to give, sort of one last chance, for the executive's office to do the right thing and give us these budget estimates that we're entitled to. We're entitled to them in the charter. And then last year we passed a law to clarify that we're entitled to them. And this is pretty much saying, those budget estimates that we're entitled to, that we reminded you last year that we were entitled to, we're still entitled to them. And to me, it's a waste of the taxpayers' time and money to even have this printed, because it doesn't entitle us to anything more than we are already entitled to. And I'm not a fan, no matter what side of the aisle they come from, of duplicative pieces of legislation that are not going to end up with us having any more information than we did yesterday. So for those reasons, I'll be a no, even though I understand, agree with, and respect the sponsors' positions.
Thank you. Anybody else? Legislator Ron, or sorry, Archer.
Yes, and I can appreciate that. I believe this piece of legislation is an attempt to clarify so that there is no misunderstanding. And in fact, I think that, was brought up last night, if I'm not mistaken, Legislator Ronk had said we should be doing an Article 78. I think that what this does is tease us up. There should be no doubt in the clarification of what we're putting through in this go around information that's going to be helpful to us as we go through this budget and a very tight time frame budget cycle. I think this is a last ditch effort for the administration to understand we're very serious about this, and that would tee us up for an Article 78 if it's not complied with. So I don't think it's a waste. I think it's a further clarification. We're trying to give the benefit of the doubt and clarity around this issue. And I think it is well worth taking that step. Thank you.
Thank you. Legislator Ron.
Thanks. And if I thought that there was a misunderstanding or a lack of understanding by the executive's office on what we were looking for, my position on this may be different. In every conversation I've had with the deputy county executives, they know exactly what we're looking for, and they just tell us that we're not entitled to it. So to me, it's not a issue of a lack of understanding about what we're looking for. So no clarification is going to make it any better. It's a fundamental disagreement over what the legislature is entitled to. Frankly, I don't understand how they can argue that. I don't understand how they can take, something that in the charter that says that, these departmental budget estimates, are to be made a public record, and then tell us in the same breath that the legislature is not entitled to them. So, I respect your point of view, but I don't think that there's any lack of clarity on what we're looking for, what we believe we're entitled to. I just think it's a disagreement, and disagreements are what the courts are for.
Legislator Walter.
Thank you. I mean, I feel like it's a little potato potato. I mean, if given the extensive response by the executive's attorney, whether they disagree because they don't understand or disagree because they think they do understand, clearly we're not in the same place. So that just to me feels like all the more reason to have further fuel behind the position that we're taking, because I think anything we can do to add fuel to that does not hurt, especially given the very clear response that they made, feeling that we were completely in the wrong.
Let it say wrong.
Thank you. I promise this will be my last time.
I'm gonna hold you to it.
Famous last words, but through you, Mr. Chairman, to Legislator Walter, do you honestly believe that if we pass this law and it's filed with the Secretary of State, after that time, the executive's office is going to have this information forthcoming to us?
Legislator Walter.
I am approaching this year with the beliefs of honesty and trust, and I believe that if we pass this, the executive's office will show us the respect and abide. I think that we have a greater chance if we pass this than if we don't. I could be, they may not do it, but I would like to believe that this resolution is enough for them to recognize the significance of this and come along with this. And so I don't think we'll be in a worse situation if we pass it. And I do think that we have some chance of actually being in a better situation.
Thank you, Legislator Walter. I appreciate your optimism and I look forward to, the next several months.
Legislator Perry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've listened to the discussion over the last few months. It's most interesting. The one thing that I think I see in this legislation is that there's no consequences. I hear in Article 78 thrown around, there's no consequences if there's no performance. I'm going to vote yes on this, but I will say this. If the executive vetoes it, I think it'll be a very interesting scenario when we hear the briefs from both sides. It'll be a most interesting discussion. And if he vetoes it, then my vote will be even more important in my own mind.
Thank you, Mr. Perry. Chair Donaldson.
Sorry, I kept trying to get in, but it wouldn't allow me in. Vicki had to send me a link to do it. I couldn't use the number that is on the... Did anybody else attempt to use the number, or did you use the direct link that was sent to you? I was curious.
The link.
All right, yeah, because I couldn't get on with the number.
That was by design.
All right. Anything else?
Where are we on? What are we on right now?
We're on Resolution 95. We were wrapping up discussion on that.
Which is which one?
The local law number 13.
I don't have it in front of me. Which one is that?
This is the further clarifying budget estimates, Dave.
Oh, okay.
All right. Nothing else. All those in favor? Anybody opposed? Did I say it wrong? Mayo and Haynes. Motion passed. Resolution 97. We discussed this last week, and also there's some additional language with the exec's office. So I have to get a motion to postpone this to the next meeting.
So moved.
Did I say it wrong? Second. Legislator Bartels, Deputy Zach Milgram.
I just wanted to make sure that Legislator Parity is still okay with the postponement, waiting for the language.
To Legislator Bartels, yes, ma'am. I probably said somewhere during the conversation last week that I don't really care how much it costs, we have to get it done. But I suppose in an effort to be somewhat responsible, we at least ought to have some sort of a number. And I've been assured that the information will be made available post haste. So thank you.
Deputy Zachary Milgram.
Yeah, just to, I did have a discussion with Legislator Parity about this earlier today. I did commit that the administration is fully supportive of the intent of his resolution, but that the budget estimate, their resolutions are required to have some sort of budget impact statement within them. And we asked that that be provided. I mentioned that last week, I think during some of these meetings as well as the caucuses. We're going to go ahead and do the estimate internally here with our finance department. They'll look at some contracts, but as a matter of good governance and transparency, it's important that a piece of legislation that does have an impact on the budget actually signify with an estimate of what that impact is going to be. So we did have a discussion earlier today, myself and Legislator Parity. I also talked to the chairman, and it seemed everyone was in agreement, but we will support the intent of the resolution once we have a good budget estimate number in there. So,
okay, thank you. So on the postponement, all those in favor? Opposed? So carried. The next ones are roll call. They're long roll on the floor is the resolution. So can I have a motion to block all the bonds, which is resolution 100, 118, 132, 135, and 138.
I'll make that motion.
Second, Legislator Walter. Any discussion? All those in favor? Any aye. Opposed? So carried. Resolution 112. Authorizing.
Excuse me, approve the block, please.
Oh, correct.
Thank you.
Motion to approve the block.
Move. On.
Second. Let's say Walter. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, thank you. Resolution 112, authorizing required steps for the transfer of real property owned by the County of Ulster and located at Enterprise West, Town of Ulster, Ulster County Economic Development Agency. Motion.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Chair Donaldson, discussion? All those, Legislator Walter?
Yeah, the only thing, I'm gonna support this. I guess I just wanted to say that I was a little concerned about the fact that I heard from several constituents to their desire that I vote in favor of this because they want to see the, what is it called, farm share, that one entity be able to thrive in Ulster County. So it makes it sound like this resolution is for that one entity, and that's very deceiving, because this resolution, as you all know, is not to allow one of those. There's 20 applications or whatever. And so I just, you know, I don't know how they got the information that this resolution was really about that one, but it just sort of felt, you know, and I had to respond saying, well, I'll support it, you know, just so you know, don't think that supporting it is then therefore saving this one organization. And I just wanted to put that out there.
Legislator Rock.
Thanks. I mean, I would go on record and say that it's the same kind of thing that happened when we were all getting emails and letters saying that they wanted the IDA changed because they were going to help people with the PPP loans. You know, the executive's office puts out, a call to action to folks that are supportive of them on certain issues. And I was against that, you know, particular resolution, but I understand the way that these things work. So I'm certain that that's the way that happened.
All right. Any further questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Resolutions, the following ones we were having, waiting for estimates, cost estimates for a resolution. So can I get a motion to block 137, 139, 140, 141, 42, all the way to 40, 147?
I'll make that motion.
Second. Walters. Okay. On the block, all those in favor, aye.
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 Opposed? That's your wrong.
Thanks. I'm glad that these are going to move forward. These contracts are very important to the people of Ulster County. To me, the postponement for a week, although it didn't stop anything, is of concern because this is the way we've done resolutions like a couple of times. When we're dealing with road projects and whatnot. So again, I was ready to vote for these last week. I'm ready to vote for them now. You know, the executive's office can't spend farther than the legislature's appropriated in the budget for road repairs. So I understand the concerns, but this isn't the first year that we've had these resolutions like this. So I just wanted to make that clear that I was ready last week.
Thank you. And just to clarify, actually 139 has been withdrawn. So that's not part of the document. Right. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
All right.
Opposed?
No. Okay.
Old business, resolution number 7, I don't think anybody is prepared to be do anything tonight. So can I get a motion to postpone resolution number 7? Runk, second. Walter, any discussion? All right, all those in favor?
I have a question, sorry. Yeah. So and maybe I'm wrong, just through the chair to the chair. I thought I heard it was sort of a postponement indefinitely. Does that mean we're going to just continue to postpone it at every meeting, or is it kind of coming off the list until it's ready or ever? Sure, maybe I misheard that.
Right. It's a, it's a work in progress. I think it's probably going to be tucked away for a while. But, I need to have some conversations with more people that are interested in doing it. I mean, I have a lot of opposition. Mm-hmm. And, my concern is I want to make sure if this is done, it's done right. So I'm in not a hurry to do this. I mean, it is something that should be done, in my opinion. And in the opinion of, many people that, understand that, our finances in this county, we need to assure that we have revenue from various places. And I would like to earmark. So it'll probably be postponed for quite some time, yes.
Any other discussion? All right, all those in favor on the postponement?
All right.
Any opposed? Motion to adjourn? Later on.
Walter? Motion to adjourn.
All right. Everybody, all those in favor? Opposed? Okay. All right. See you all tonight. Thank you.